China has slammed U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken for his latest remarks on the South China Sea. Beijing says Mr. Blinken's comments are extremely irresponsible. The comments come ahead of the anniversary of an international tribunal ruling on the South China Sea in favor of the Philippines and against China's maritime claims in the region. China rejects the ruling. Beijing also says that it has driven away a U.S. warship that claims illegally entered Chinese waters. Mr. Blinken has accused China of coercing and intimidating Southeast Asian coastal states. He also reaffirmed Washington's commitment to defend the Philippines from any attack in the South China Sea under a mutual defense treaty. Well, let's go to Simon Marks, who's in Washington right now, for more. Simon, the international court's ruling came during the Trump administration. What does this now say about the Biden administration's approach to the South China Sea?
Well, there's no daylight between the approach that the last U.S. government and the current U.S. government is taking towards the South China Sea, and particularly towards freedom of navigation exercises aimed at proving that the United States is standing by that tribunal decision. The Seventh Navy has issued a statement today concerning the incident involving the USS Benfold, saying that the ship had asserted navigational rights and freedoms consistent with international law. It dismissed Chinese claims of a serious violation of sovereignty as false and a misrepresentation. And policymakers here in Washington indicate that future freedom of navigation efforts will continue by the US and allies in the South China Sea. So this is going to continue to serve as a flashpoint for difficulties in international relations because, of course, the Chinese completely reject the assertions that the United States has made today and that more broadly, many of their neighboring countries continue to make on a continuing basis with regards to territorial rights over the waterway.
Indeed, as China has not budged on its stand, how does the U.S. plan to engage with Beijing on this issue?
It is difficult to know because there is no indication, no announcement yet by the White House of another phone call that might take place between President Biden and President Xi. The White House was asked last week whether it's possible that the leaders of the permanent five members of the UN Security Council, which obviously would include President Xi, along with Vladimir Putin and President Biden, might occur during the September United Nations General Assembly session that is due to take place in New York. The White House wouldn't be drawn on the prospects for a meeting of that kind at the UN General Assembly, but that would certainly seem to offer one possible venue were all the leaders to attend that UN General Assembly session in person. But we don't have a sense at this point of precisely how any conversation between Washington, D.C. And Beijing is going to advance. Clearly, the State Department continuing, along with the Pentagon, to pursue conversations with their opposite numbers in Beijing. But at the end of the day, this is going to take a leader's conversation. We just don't know when it's going to take place.
And many thanks for that update, Simon. Simon Marks reporting from Washington, D.C.